You say you didn't have an upstairs in your house, did you?
No, we didn't have no upstairs.
Were there houses with those?
Huh?
Where did they eventually build houses?
Yeah, they had, I think, this one or two later on in the neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
But tell you, a lot of them had the house. Now, we had a neighbor build a house out of Oakland, which is mostly sawed up here with Crescent. And that darn oak, you know, warp, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you had an awful time. You couldn't put batten on because the boards warped so bad.
Yeah.
Oak was awful bad. Oak was awful hard to handle, you know.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned batten. What's that?
Well, batten's when you, it's a narrow, little narrow board that you put over the cracks.
That's when you make
a stockade up and down,
house?
Which I call a stockade house. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did they ever take sections of log, I don't know how long, and use a fro and split boards from them?
Well, we never split it. I hear tell that we never did. We all went to sawmill.
Uh-huh.
We had a sawmill right away after it kind of opened up there on a little creek called Fort Inn Crow's Nest.
Crow's Nest Creek?
Well, it's where they forked.
Uh-huh.
And all my land, lots of people built houses out of on lumber there.
Mm-hmm.
Cottonwood was the main lumber, some oak and some elm, but cottonwood is the most of it.
Mm-hmm. Did cottonwood wear well? Or did
well, it's all right if you got it up and got it nailed up before it got dry.
Because
uh-huh. ever it started to dry on you. You see, you make hog pins that the fella set out of it, and it turn over one way and let the hogs out, and when they come back at night, it turn up the other way, and the fella said, and shut them in. Work like that. That's what they used to tell them, you know.
You just send them out the right time of the day, huh?
Now, when the sun gets hot in the morning, turn over and the hog get out, you know, and they get back in before it got cold at night, so it wore back. That's what joke they used to tell them.
What?
Hugh
and Sonny. There, and if he ain't got one with the wagon, give him that one.
I'll give you one of these,
Jim.
Yeah, I have one.
Wagon?
Yeah.
You got one with the wagon?
Now that's the wagon, the same made wagon we come here in.
Where'd you get the wagon?
We bought it in Kansas.
I mean this one that you...
I bought it after come here.
Uh-huh.
But it's been well preserved. Got the original paint on it.
Hmm. Well, it has been.
It'll be in the 8th or 9th grade this year. It'll have that wagon shed. That's my youngest boy that got hurt in the war.
Yeah, I recognize.
Yeah.
So he was in the Marines?
Yeah. He's in 6 years.
Boy.
Overseas 4 years and a half. He's got a pretty good job, though, now. He gets $1,000 a month in his pension.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
He's a graduate architect.
Where'd he go to school?
They sent him through school after he got able to go out of the war.
Hmm. Where'd he go? Here?
It's San Diego.
Oh.
Down in California. Some architect college there in uh-huh. California.
He likes California now.
Yeah, he's California boy, right?
Well, I lived out there. I went to high school there and started college there, and then the war came along and I came back this way.
Yeah. So I guess California's all right. We stayed there one winter. We had an apartment there. And I like to go to Mexico to trade, though.
Yeah, that's fun, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, going to Mexico. But I don't know. If I'd had my sight last fall like I got now, we wouldn't been here now.
Well, you'd be in California again?
No, we'd be down on the Gulf. We got a place down on the Gulf that we can stay the winter.
Mm-hmm. Where do you go down there?
Down to Corpus Christi, below Corpus Christi.
Uh-huh. I was down in Harlingen.
Where?
Harlingen, down south of there toward Brownsville.
Oh, down there, huh?
Down there for a couple of months during the war. It was pleasant in the winter.
We make our home in a little place called Three Rivers.
I don't know that.
That's 100 miles below San Antonio.
Uh-huh. That's nice down there, isn't it?
Huh?
That's
well,
nice.
It's pretty nice down there. Yes, nice in the wintertime.
Yeah.
It ain't bad down there at all.
Well, it's dismal down there in the summer.